You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
From the crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Every spaceman knows you just gotta have Hostess Twinkies along. Even space girls know it. You get a big delight in every bite. Delicious Hostess cream-filled Twinkies taste out of this world. With luscious, creamy white filling inside, soft golden sponge cake outside. You get a big delight in every bite. Yep, smart spacemen always have plenty of good taste in Twinkies along. Wherever they go. Hostess Twinkies.
What the dickens, Troy? What the dickens is this?
Well, you've just heard there a little piece from Raymond Scott.
So where that record?
Well, Raymond Scott is an extremely interesting man. I think he graduated from Juilliard in about 1931. He ended up being the conductor of the CBS Orchestra, the first one, way before Paul Schaefer. he led the first integrated ethnic group on broadcast radio in the United wow. States, and he was a stunning inventor with a mammoth amount of patents, which basically he made the first synthesizers, the first sequencers. He even had a patent for a facsimile scanner. So
you mean like a regular fax?
Like that. But anyway, what we just heard is in 1946, he started an electronic music research company. Well, it was called Manhattan Research Incorporated, but it was basically about making electronic music. This is a guy who is a little bit ahead of the field.
What year was this, 1946?
1946. What you heard there, Hostess Twinkies, was from 1960 or 59, maybe. Spaceman.
And even Space Girls.
Even Space Girls. What he did was that what we have here is a 3LP set of the Manhattan Research Incorporated.
3LP set. Looks like a beautiful record to own, that one.
It's even on red vinyl, white vinyl, and blue vinyl.
Oh, three how patriotic. Ones. Yes.
Well, I don't know that that's the reason why, but, this is some really great stuff. 100% electronic stuff on here. Before you think there was electronic.
Yeah.
Also quite avant-garde, but not in a sense of, oh, I'm so above you, look how avant-garde I am. It was just like ideas way out of left field. This is a guy whose orchestral stuff, we were talking about this before, his orchestral stuff was used by Carl Stalling in pretty much all of the Warner Brothers cartoons from the 1940s to the early 1960s.
Wow.
And Ren and Stimpy used those same compositions.
I love Ren and Stimpy.
Yeah. So this guy was fantastic. But look at him. Look how happy he is to be fiddling with his knobs.
can I take a hold of that 3LP? Oh, look at that. That's a great record. See, you know what I mean? A great record to own, isn't it?
It is. Now, if you want to see what's in the pink box on the left-hand side, there's some of his inventions that you'll hear.
The Clavivox, the Circle Machine, the Bassline Generator, Rhythm Modulator, the Karloff, Bandido the Bongo Artist, Electronium, plus Electric Audio Logos and other industrial projects.
Amazing stuff. Now, the thing we just heard was not a jingle that was used, but was like a demonstration thing. He did have a different company that made jingles for advertising. But in general, these things were just part of his experimentation. Sarah, you were going to say about Jim Henson, who was also on this record, worked with Raymond Scott?
He did indeed. I think they even performed it on, was it the Johnny Carson show?
They did. You're quite right.
Jim Henson and somebody else performed a kind of inside Jim Henson's brain, which was scored by Raymond Scott, and I believe you told me it was on this record.
Yeah, and they actually used Raymond's invented instruments on that. Also, Robert Moog worked with him during the 60s.
Oh, from Moog.
Yeah. Mr. Moog. But this thing is just fantastic. It's part of a series of reissues that are coming out. We've got another one in store, another 3-album set, which is Soothing Sounds for Baby.
Oh.
And what it is he decided, he worked out what were going to be the kind of tones and the kind of notes that would appeal to babies from from 1 month old to, I think, 2 years old. So he did three LPs.
Wow.
And cool. It's even that's like really some quite avalanche sounding stuff. It's really cool.
So what's this next one we're listening to? Because
well, I can't remember which one I chose because it was
IBM MP.
You said that these were from Manhattan Research Inc., so these weren't actually used as jingles. No. Although this one looks like it is.
Looks like it, but it wasn't.
It wasn't.
It was just a thing that he did, like as a demonstration thing for some of his machines.
IBM.
Yeah, I don't know what IBM would have thought of it when they heard it. It is pretty futuristic.
So much computing.
The future!
Well, now... You can't stop progress.
It's not a question of stopping it so much as just keeping up with it.
At IBM, our work is related to the paperwork explosion.
Specifically, the paperwork in an office.
This is cool. This is so cool.
Paperwork explosion.
There's always been a lot of paperwork in an office.
But today, there is more paperwork than ever before.
There's more than ever before.
Certainly more than there used to be.
In the past, there always seemed to be enough time and people to do the paperwork.
There always seemed to be enough time.
Okay, so I've been watching like the first couple of seasons of Sesame Street with my son, and this is very much that.
Paperwork.
There always seemed to be enough time and people to do the paperwork.
But today, there isn't.
Today, there isn't enough time.
Today, there aren't enough people.
So it's almost music concrete in a way, isn't it?
I love it. It's awesome. You wouldn't put it on at a party so much, but
it depends what sort of party.
On paperwork. Management.
Maybe Keith's birthday party.
Secretaries
have to spend
more time on paperwork. Companies have to spend more time on paperwork.
Salesmen. Brokers.
Engineers.
Accountants.
Negative land, it reminds me of as well.
Yeah.
Doctors. Executives.
This one teachers? Is probably the most vocal heavy.
Executives.
Formers, executives on the record. But
everybody.
If you like listen through that
paperwork.
It really is some quite amazing generated sounds.
Seems to me we could use some help.
I understand that IBM has a cordless.
The air says the IBM MTST can type error free.
The IBM Office Products Division.
Oh, it's cool. It's really cool. It's really cool. IBM.
Weirdly enough, there's some other stuff that he did in the early 60s, which is basically, it's techno. The rhythm, everything.
Someone's asking a question here. Is that Banks and Banks of Humming Machinery sample from Propeller Heads off his?
I think that guy is right.
Yeah.
IBM can help you with the time it takes to do the paperwork.
Oh, I love that. It's really cool. But we don't have time to talk all about that. What else have you got next for us there, Troy?
Right. Well, we'll go for someone else who's a singular sort of character, shall we?
What have we got?
How about this one?
Upsetters, 77.
This is Lee Perry's album from 1973.
He is the original upsetter.
He is. And in fact, I'm not sure who the other upsetters are on here. It would have been after Gladys All-Star. So this is probably the upsetters with Winston Wright on keyboards and Boris Gardner on bass, I think. But anyway, this was pre-Black Ark. He was still in the process of building the Black Ark studio. A lot of this album was recorded in London, and like many people of the Jamaican music industry at this time, Lee Perry became interested in American soul music. And as such, there is something on air called Jungle Lion, which is in fact a Al Green song, Love and Happiness, and also a fairly recognisable cover of Soul Man, Sam and Dave's Soul Man.
Oh,
but
that one.
Yeah, that one. What we got on here also is there's some vocals by Dave Isaacs. There's two with vocals by U-Roy. There's an I-Roy vocal. But I think what we want to hear, what we all want to hear, is Lee Perry's vocal on his tribute to Kentucky Fried Chicken and Chips, which is called Kentucky Skank. Now, speaking of the Moog, he's using a Moog synthesizer in this. And you will also recognize the frying sounds of KFC.
This is a really good segue, then.
Yeah.
Kentucky Skank.
Yep. We got this on...
Okay. Let's take it from here.
Welcome, all you weedy boppers. This is your musical papa. From a musical bank, I bring forth a Kentucky skank. Say!
Once again, an ad that's not an ad.
Ishishi Wandalu. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You got to let the music flow. Get off his gun. Let the music flow like a river from bank to bank. You got to run.
Nowadays, the KFC is a bit more skank than it is Kentucky, but...
You're just waiting for the bit where he's thinking about the chicken and chips, aren't
you? Well, that's, the thing is, he's mentioning the chips as well. That's impressive.
A portion of chips?
Just a portion.
And a portion of chips.
I don't know, he's singing about what makes you happy.
So definitely some funky electronic noises bouncing around in the deep fryer as well.
There's his chickens.
Chickens?
Yep.
Keep the drum kicking.
Drumstick, can I get it? Yeah.
Enjoy the taste.
It's an ad, but not an ad, isn't it?
Yeah.
And listen to the drum and bass.
Whoa.
Hey, that's where it came from, eh?
Chew and swallow.
Still bubbling away in the background too.
The music follow.
Have you ever had the impression that Lee Perry might make things up as he goes along?
Quite a bit of the time, in fact. But you know, he doesn't stray too far off this track. What am I saying?
Double Seven is the name of this album. It's part of the new Trojan reissue series. This one is from a few weeks ago, and I held back two orange copies. Of the 750 on orange vinyl. I've got some on black vinyl as well.
Yep.
But for some reason, we held back two orange ones just because.
Are they now released? Were you releasing now? They're released on the stores now? On the shelves?
This also has the cracking tune, Wap You Wah.
I love Wap You Wah.
This is really cool. We've got some the next round of the orange vinyl Trojan reissues is coming next week. I think there's another up. Dave Barker and the Upsetters, the fantastic Everything I Own by Ken Booth.
So that's on vinyl, but is it on CD as well? Okay, so I don't have a vinyl machine player.
Not at this point. No.
Oh, all sucked in. Okay, cool.
These are both music on vinyl re-releases, yeah?
Yes, they are. Yeah.
Yeah, the Raven Scott one's just vinyl as well.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, keep it real.
You can still get it on CD, though. I've got it on CD.
Yeah, of course you do.
Bring it on.
There's also another Raymond Scott we've got in store, which is some of his compositions being interpreted by a lot of, like, top-class classical musicians, which is cool, too.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. It's crazy. Hey, so we got one more for us to try?
We do. We'll stay with another singular sort of character, shall we?
Hey, what three awesome artists in today?
Link Wray, the great
Link,
the great
Link Wray. Wray.
Now, everyone knows the name as the guy who did Rumble, the guy who did Jack the Ripper, the man who invented power chords, the first person to willfully put distortion on guitars, This is all 1958 onwards.
May I read this?
You can read that, yeah.
Recorded in a makeshift chicken shack in rural Maryland, Link Wray's 1971 solo album is a compelling, forward-looking piece of honest, handmade Americana. Foregoing his trademark instrumentals, Wray gives us his raw voice, full of spit and vinegar, as he blends elements of country, rock and roll, roots, folk and gospel, marked with fuzzy guitar and boomy percussion. Link Wray proved to be the only album the guitarist to shoot in his own name to hit the American charts during his nearly 50-year recording career. Remastered and housed in a special die-cut sleeve with a new liner notes by acclaimed writer Chris Morris. First official vinyl reissue.
Big deal.
And this one's on Light in the Attic. Well, I think that pretty much sums up a lot of the things. You can see the inside of the chicken shack on the sleeve, and you can see Link with his mum, who lived on the property, who is credited as providing coffee and tea.
Oh, nice.
That's his mum, who was, of course, a Shawnee Indian, like Link Wray himself. But this record, it's... I don't really know what to say about it. It's so...
Is it vital?
It really is. I'm not a big fan, usually, of that sort of Americana folk country sort of sound. But when it's being played by a guy like him and sung by a guy like him, who, as we remember, only had one lung because of tuberculosis as a child.
No, I don't remember that, but thank you very much. Thanks for keeping me in the mix there.
It's like totally an authentic album. It's pretty amazing. There's a few Link Wray reissues coming up of this sort of material rather than Link and the Raymen. But I want to go for the one on here which also takes a lot of inspiration from gospel.
God Out West, you mean?
Correct. God Out West.
Straight from the chicken shack.
Come from Moog user to chicken enthusiast to chicken enthusiast.
There you go.
Yeah. You did that nice thread. Mountains reaching in the sky. Doesn't sound like one lung.
Doesn't sound like two or three tracks either, does it?
If you lose a lung, what takes up the space of it? The lung would normally fill up.
I don't know. These days they put a balloon type arrangement in there.
Do they?
Yep.
Hot water bottle?
You waiting for the distorted guitar solo?
Okay, yeah, the distorted guitar is very nice. It's coming out just here. What year is this?
1971.
Yeah, I was one.
I was three.
Sarah was nothing. Nice production.
Yeah. The record that came after this had people like Jerry Garcia from The Grateful Dead on it.
Everyone jumping on board.
I think this is the one, though.
It's the first time it's been reissued on vinyl.
First time ever.
Whoa! How many you got up there?
About five, I think.
Go! So there's Link Wray, God Out West. That's from the album Link Wray.
Correct, 1971. It's on Light in the Attic, in the die-cut sleeve. We've got it up at Southbound on the shelves.
Troy, thank you very much for coming in once again. An absolute bag of crackers. And all the very best. Looking forward to speaking to you again this time next week.
I won't be lisping.
Why not?
I'm going to fix my tooth.
It'll fix your tooth?
No, I'm going to fix it. I'm going to get my crown fixed.
Oh, next week?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, all right. God bless you and all those who ride your crown. Cheers. Thank you, Troy.
Thank you.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street, next to T. White Spikes.
Aye, aye, aye.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.